Proclamation number 7911, dated the June 5th, 1961. Transformation from death into life. I guide all that is dead into life. For the origin of everything in existence was life. It was a state of constant activity in light and strength, for the strength of my love, the foundation of everything in existence, also permeated that which emerged from me as a being, and this strength had to become effective in continuous activity. This activity consisted of constantly creating. However, the kind of creations cannot be explained to you since they were spiritual creations which your still limited thinking is unable to grasp. But it was active, and this activity was the evidence of acute accent life acute accent. When the beings turned away from me, when they opposed my strength of love, they gradually fell into a state of inactivity, and thus their state of life became a state of death. They hardened within their substance and became immobile, rigid and incapable of all activity. But then they could no longer be called happy. And countless beings are still in this state of death, which once came forth from me in all perfection, which were abundantly happy because they were able to be effective in light and strength without restriction, but which nevertheless voluntarily gave up their perfection when they opposed me and rejected my illumination of love, when they followed my adversary, who, as my first created being, also detached himself from me, into the abyss. Hence their state of life became a state of death. However, I will not leave them in this state forever. I will try to bring the dead back to life and will not rest until I have reached my goal, that everything which had once fallen away from me is returned to me, until it has come alive again. But this process of return to me will take an infinitely long time, which certainly will come to an end one day, but the duration of it is determined by the being itself. For I have to take free will into account, which is the possession of every being as a sign of its divinity and which therefore also determines the form and duration of the process of return. Everything you see around you, thus every work of creation, only emerged for the purpose of this process of return, for I devised a plan of salvation which my love and wisdom recognized as successful and which is implemented by my power. I want to bring everything that is dead back to life. And that means that all that which is rigid, all that which is incapable of activity, must gradually be allowed to become active again. But this is now decided by me myself, because I restrained the formerly rebellious will for a certain time of higher development so that it slowly returns to a state of acute accent life acute accent, although in a state of compulsion, i.e., during this time it has no free will, but has to move according to my will, in order to then, after an infinitely long path of development, reach a state of free will once again. And this process of development involves passing through all creations on earth. It is a process which becomes understandable to you if you imagine that every work of creation is animated by individual substances of soul, which formerly belonged to the once fallen being and which, in its dead state, was dissolved into countless tiny particles, which thus carry out their designated task within the creations according to my will, according to the divine law of nature. You humans are only intended to get a rough idea of what creation fundamentally consists of. You should know that it did not arbitrarily arise without meaning and purpose, but that it is a tremendously significant purpose indeed, to contribute towards awakening all that which is dead into life. For that which once deserted me were beings which I externalized as images of myself, which I wanted to make supremely happy and, at the same time, find my happiness therein as well. They had been my love acute accentist living creations, which I will never abandon and which I also want to help out of the self-inflicted state of death, which I want to guide into everlasting life. And since my love for my once created beings has not diminished, I will not slacken in my efforts to bring these dead creatures back to life. Yet one day they will also receive their free will again, and then they will have to complete the work of my love themselves. They must strive towards me again of their own free will, just as they once turned away from me. Thus they must choose a state of life themselves, for their final perfection is not determined by my but by their will. And if this will fails, then the being itself will indeed extend the duration of its state of death. But one day I will reach my goal with certainty, for I will leave nothing in a state of death which once emerged from my love into a free life in light and strength. Amen.